We're continuing in Makos, Bikiyas, Dav Ches, Amit Aleph. So we're up to the two dots, the fifth wide line. The Gemara is quoting the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov told us, we're in the middle of discussing going to Ir Miklat. And in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov told us that if he throws a rock and it hits somebody, and the person, not intentionally, unintentionally, is going to go to Golos. But if the person's head was not there, he was inside the house, Reuven throws the rock, Shimon, after the rock is thrown, sticks his head out the window and gets hit in the head by the rock, and he is killed, so then the thrower is not going to go to Ir Miklat. So here on line 5, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, and that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, and now we're going to see the same thing in a Braisa. T.R. Tanu Rabbanan introduces a Braisa. U-Matzah. The Pasuk says, U-Matzah. We're talking, this is the Pasuk in Dvarim, Yud-Tes. Hey. And the Pasuk tells us, if they're in the forest, and he's chopping the wood. We've discussed this already at length. Umatza esveihu vames. The wood, or whatever it is that's flying out of the chopping, either the head of the hammer, the axe head, or the wood, whatever it is, found his friend and killed the friend. He has to go to Ir Miklat. But the Pasuk uses the word umatza. Now, okay, let's see. Umatza, says the Braisa, prat lemamtzi es atzmo. It comes to exclude a case where he is mamtzi himself. He makes himself found by the rock. The rock was already thrown. He sticks out his head out the window, and the rock hits him. But everything happened. Had he stayed put, he would not have been hit by the rock. So therefore, he is excluded, and the thrower is not going to go to Ir Miklat. Mikan Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Im Yishayatzaso Ha'Evi Miyado. If after the stone left the hand of the thrower, Hotzi Hala Et Rosho, Hala is the other guy, the victim, stuck out his head, Vikiblo, and received the rock in his head and was killed, Potter. The thrower is Potter from Ir Miklat. So now the Gemara is trying to understand the precise definition of the word matzah. Matzah is defined. We're familiar with Perek Elu Metzias. These are the findings that you can keep, and these are the findings that you have to announce to find the rightful owner. So here we have matzah, the stone found the victim, and it means the victim's head was already there. You can't find something that's not there. The victim's head was there, but if the victim's head was not there and he stuck his head out the window after the rock was thrown, that's not what umatza means, and there's not going to be a din Ir Miklat. So now the Gemara wants to know. Lememra, is that to say, de matza, that the word matza, meikara mashma, is mashma, it's implied that it's meikara, that the person's head was there originally, which is exactly what we just said. Or a mini, we have a ton of any contradiction. Okay, now this is a new topic. We have the word umatza in a totally different context at the end of Sefer Vayikra. So the Jewish people went into the land of Israel, Yoshua bin Nun, and he gave out Eretz Israel. And someone from Shevet Yehuda, Binyamin, whatever Shevet you're from, whatever tribe you're from, you have your nachala, your land, your inheritance. And you have a land, and you live to 120, and then it goes to your son, and then he lives to 120, it goes to his son, and he lives to 120, and it goes to his son. So that is a Sdei Achuza. It is a field that belonged to my father's 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 father back to Yoshua bin Nun. Okay. Now, if a person is poor, and he needs money, he can sell that field. Now, it's very sad for him to sell a field that belonged to his father's 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 father. Now, it's not so super sad because he's going to get it back at Yovel. On the 50th year, he's going to get it back anyway. So, it's really, every sale is really a rental, and it's until the 50th year, until Yovel. Yovel doesn't apply nowadays. We have a 7-year Shemitah cycle and a 50-year Yovel cycle. Shemitah does apply. Yovel does not apply. Now, the Torah gives him the option that if he comes across money, who wins the lottery, someone gives him a piece of land, so he has the right to buy back the land of his ancestors that he sold to someone because he was short on cash. So now the Gemara asks as follows, Urimini, we have a Tanaitic contradiction. Umatza, the Pasuk says, Umatza, what's the Pasuk? Vayikra chafei chavav. The ish, kilo yelo goel. If he doesn't have anyone, he can have relatives redeem the field for him, but he doesn't have any relatives with money, they can't redeem the field for him. The hisiga yado, his hand reaches some money, he got some money into his hand, umatza, and he found kidei gulaso. He found enough money to redeem the field from the person to whom he sold the field. So now the Gemara asks, umatza, when here it says umatza, pra lematsui. It comes to exclude a case where he had a field. If he already he had a field, for some reason he sold this field, but he has another field. So that's not umatza. Umatza means he found something that wasn't there originally. And that's the exact opposite of what we said before. Before we said it found his head that was there. If his head wasn't there, it just came afterwards, he doesn't go to Ir Mikla. The umatza by Ir Mikla means he found something that was already there. Here the word umatza means he's finding something that was not already there. Prat lematsui comes to exclude something that was already there. If he had another field all along, then we do not allow him, or at least he can't force the buyer to sell back the land. Because only if he came across money that he did not have previously. Umatza prat lematsui, it comes to exclude a case where he had the money. He had the money. He sold the field. Why he sold the field? I don't know. He found a good investment. He sold the field and he's planning on buying it back. No, that's not good enough. It's only if he doesn't have with what to buy it back and he later comes into money and now he has what to buy it back, we allow him to buy it back. And now the Brisa gives examples, which are not like lav davka examples, but shlo yimkor berachok v'yigo b'karov. Let's say he sold a field that's close, karov, it's close nearby, and he has a field far away. So shelo yimkor, he's not going to sell birachok, a far away field that he's always owned, the yigol, and then redeem the closer field because he had that land. It's not only when he comes across money that he didn't previously have, but here he had the field. He could have sold that field, or he could have gotten money from there. Bira'ah, the yigol biafeh. He can't sell a bad field and buy back the good field. This din of coming across umatza is only if he finds something that he did not previously have, then we allow him to buy back the field that he sold. So the word umatza by sde achuza is polar opposite to the word umatza that we have by Ir Mikla. Amar Rava, said Rava, Rava answers the kasha, hacha over here by Ir Mikla, men yani dekra. V'hasam me'inyane dekra. Hacha over here, me'inyane dekra. It's from the inyan of the pasuk. It means it has to be understood in context. The word umatza has different definitions. If I find a lost object, it means I can't find the object. I don't have it. Umatza, I found it. But I can't find something that doesn't exist. You know, it existed. So the word matza, I don't know if that was such a great example, but the word matzah depends on context. Hachav inyan dekra, here it depends on the inyan, the topic of the pasuk. V'hasam over there by steachuza me'inyan dekra. It depends on the context of the pasuk. Hasam over there you make up me'inyan dekra. It depends on the context of the pasuk. Umatzah found the guy's head. Dumya. I'm sorry. Hasam. Hasam is over there. Is not our case. It's the case of the steachuza. With the field. Hasam over there, me'inyan dekra, goes by the context of the pasuk. Umatza, the pasuk says, umatza, he finds money, or he finds a field. Dumya divisiga yado, because the pasuk said, visiga yado, umatza, his hand comes across, reaches money, umatza, and he finds enough money to redeem the field. So the umatza is a continuation of visiga yado, it means he gets something that he did not have previously. Just like if he gets his hands upon something, it means he didn't have it now. It's mehashta, from now and onward, but not yesterday, not earlier when he sold the field. Af, so too, matza, nami, mehashta. So the word matzah in that context and in that pasuk means from now. He did not have it previously. But hacha v'ir b'yemikla min yaneh dekra. It's from the context of the pasuk. Umatza dumya deya'ar. They're in the forest and he's chopping wood and he kills his friend. So the matzah is similar to the ya'ar. Ma ya'ar mididi semekara. Just like the far. Ma, just like ya'ar, the forest. Midi de'ise me'ikara. It's something, de'ise, sheyesh, that there is me'ikara from the beginning. The forest is there from the beginning. So, ach umatza nami midi de'ise me'ikara. So the word umatza in the context of the forest and killing his friend, also, midi, it's something de'ise that is me'ikara from the beginning. Only if his head is there from the beginning, and he threw the rock, or he chopped the wood, and it found his head, is gonna go to Golas. But, if the head was not there from the beginning like the forest, he chopped the wood, he threw the brick, whatever it is, and only later his hay stuck at his head and got hit in the head, that is not a case that's going to go to Ir Miklat. Okay, continues the Gemara. Two dots. Continues the Gemara. Hazorek Esa Evan. Okay. Amar Lehahu Mirabanan Le Rava. One of the Rabbanan, one of the rabbis said to Rava, Mimai, how do you know? The Machtavat Eitzim Dirishus. Dilma Machtavat Eitzim Dirishus. Machtavat Eitzim Dirishus. Lafil Hochi Amrachmana Ligli. So what did it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah wanted to say from Abba Shaul, just like chopping wood is Rishus, the end of the Mishnah, it's optional. So the only time you go to Ir Miklat is if you kill someone when you are doing something that is a Rishus, is optional, to the exclusion of a mitzvah. If he's involved in a mitzvah, and the three examples brought down in the Mishnah, is a father smacking his son to keep him on the right path, or the Rebbe smacking the student to keep him on the right path, or the Shaliach Bezdin whose job it is to give makos for someone who's chayiv makos. So those are examples of a mitzvah. Someone's involved in a mitzvah, he ends up killing someone. He's not going to go to Golas. How do we know that? Because we learned it out from the case of the forest. And the forest is optional. There's no mitzvah to go to the forest, even on Lag BaOmer. So if you go to the forest, that's optional. So we see only things that are optional. So now the Gemara says, Amar le Rava, one of the rabbis said to Rava, Mimai, how do we know? Demachtavat Eitzim Dirishus. Who says that we're involved in an optional tree cutting thing? Dilma, perhaps machtavat eitzim the sukkah. Maybe we're cutting down wood to use to build a sukkah. Umachtavat eitzim the ma'aracha. Or maybe we're cutting down wood to use on the ma'aracha. The ma'aracha is a wood put on the mizbeach to burn for the korbanos. So who says we're learning out from the forest case that going to the forest is optional only if someone kills in an optional, when he's involved in an optional activity, is a chayiv galus? Who says? Maybe the pasuk is talking about someone who's involved in a mitzvah. He's chopping wood to make a sukkah. He's chopping wood to bring to the mizbeach. The afilu hachi, and nevertheless, Amar Rachmana said the merciful one Hashem in his Torah, Ligli, go to Galus, even if you're doing a mitzvah. How can the Mishnah learn that only when you're involved in optional activities? The forest is not always optional. He could be involved in a mitzvah in the forest. Amar Lei said Rava to the Rabbanan, Kavan, since, De'im Matzah Chatuv, if he finds chopped wood, Lav Mitzvah, if he finds wood, goes into the forest to chop wood, and he finds the wood on the floor, it's already chopped. Beryl was already there chopping the wood. So there's no mitzvah to chop wood to build a sukkah. You just have to have the wood to build a sukkah. If he goes into the forest and he finds the wood, he's not involved in doing a mitzvah. So Hashtanami lav mitzvah means that the mitzvah is not to chop the wood. He has to build the sukkah. He has to get the wood. But if the wood is already there, someone else chopped it, there's no mitzvah to go actually chop down the cherry tree to build your sukkah. You just need the wood. So if he has the wood, there's not going to be a mitzvah. So therefore, going into the forest is optional, and a person only goes to Eir Mikvah if he's involved in an optional activity. Oh, there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. That's very nice. But there's no mitzvah to chop wood to build a sukkah. The chopping of the wood is always going to be optional. Because if the wood is already there, because Beryl chopped it down before you, you can take the wood, assuming it's Hefker, and build your sukkah, bring it for the Maracha. There's no inherent mitzvah of doing the actual chopping. Eisei Ravina l'Rava. So Ravina has Rava Kasha on this approach. The Mishnah told us that the three cases of mitzvah that you don't go to Galus, Yotza Av Amakas Bino, it comes to exclude a case where a father is hitting his son and accidentally, unintentionally, God forbid, kills him. But Rav Rodes Tamido, the Rebbe hitting the student, Ushliach Bezdin, Lema, I should say, Ema, Lema, Nema, Tema, say, Lema, why don't we say, Kevan, since Dilu Gomir, like Gemara, if the son is learning, Lav Mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to smack your son, Stam, there's mitzvah to smack him when he's not learning well, smack! Now he's going to learn well. Okay, so Dilu Kevan, Dilu Gomir, Lav Mitzvah, if he would be learning, there'd be no mitzvah to smack him. If there's wood on the floor I can use for my sukkah, there's no mitzvah to chop the wood. Very nice. If my son's learning well, there's no mitzvah to smack him. So hashtanami, lav mitzvah. So when my son is not learning well, and I smack him to get him to learn well, that shouldn't be considered a mitzvah, because it's only when he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. When I need the wood to build, if I don't need the wood to build a sukkah, if I have the wood, there's no mitzvah to chop the wood. Only chop the wood if I don't have wood. So, the same thing with my son. If he's learning well, there's no mitzvah to smack him. So even when he's not learning well, that shouldn't be considered a mitzvah that would exempt you from galus. Yet, the Mishnah says it does. Says the Gemara, Hossam over there by the sun. Aplagav the Gomer, even if he's learning well, mitzvah. There's still a mitzvah to smack your son when he's doing well. This is the Pasuk says in Mishlei. Perek Chavtes Pasuk Yizayin, Yaser Bincha. Educate your son, smack your son, give him Yisurin, punish him, smack the kid, Vini Cheka, says the Pasuk, which the Matudas explains, Yitain Lecha Menucha, if you give your kid a good chinach and smack him up a bit, so that he will give you rest, Vitein Ma'adonim Lenavshecha, and he will give treats to your soul. You will have a lot of nachas when you smack that kid. So even when he's doing well, there's still a mitzvah to smack him. So therefore, there's always a mitzvah to smack the kid, but there's not always a mitzvah to chop wood for the sukkah, because if I find the wood, I can go to the hardware store and get the wood. There's no mitzvah to go to the forest and start chopping trees. Hada Amar Rava, so subsequently Rava said, Lav Milsahi Da Amri, that which I said before, Lav Milsahi, it's not a thing. The army. That which I said before is not Lam Milsi. It's not a thing. I have a different reason why, from where we can learn that in order to be Chayim in Galus, he has to be involved in an optional activity. What's that? Says the Pasuk, Vasher Yavo Asher El Bayar. He found his friend in the Yar. The word Vasher implies that he doesn't have to be in the forest if he wants to be in the forest. The Iboi Ayel. The Iboi Lo Ayel. Boi is needs, wants, or ask. In this case, it's wants. If he wants to go to the forest, he'll go. If he doesn't want to go to the forest, he won't go. Mi Sagadaitach Mitzvah. If you hold that there's a mitzvah to be in the forest, Mi Sagya, is it enough? De Lo Ayel. Is it enough for him not to go in the forest? He has to go to the forest. It's a mitzvah. The word asher implies if he wants to go, he'll go. If he doesn't want to go, he won't go. But if he's got a mitzvah to do, so you can't say it's optional. He's got to go. But the terminology of the pasuk sounds like he's in the forest for an optional reason. So Rav Adar Bar Abba asked Rava on this new reason. The word asher indicates optional. Kohecha deksiv asher. whenever it says the word asher d'iboyu, it's only if he wants. It's optional. Elameata. If that's the case, then we have the following question, which we'll discuss next time.